I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The conflicts and attacks in Middle Eastern countries like Syria and Iraq are devastating communities. Physical damage is horrifying to witness, but the trauma also leaves hidden scars on those who do survive. Ray and Denise serve as field officers with Voice of the Martyrs Canada in the Middle East. Denise says part of their ministry involves trauma care and art therapy with refugees.
You will find that people can't even verbally express all that they've gone through. This is where the art therapy comes in. For those that can't or don't want to talk about it, then they can draw pictures, and it gives a story of what they've gone through or the hope that they have for their own future.
Please pray that the refugees who've experienced this kind of trauma would find emotional and spiritual healing in Christ. And imagine being a teacher in a refugee camp where your students have endured unspeakable trials you can't even hope to imagine. And that's exactly what's happening in camps around the world. Tent Schools International asked Jessica Roos to write a book for educators that'll help them better identify and treat students who are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder.
This guide is giving resources and information of how to help children kind of break past that barrier and think and sort of get out of that flight, fight, freeze mentality and get to that higher level thinking where they can actually learn.
Understanding PTSD can give volunteers a better way to show the grace of Christ.
It's the job of the Christian educator to be able to listen to their fears and listen to what they're saying and to be able to reroute them in a way that they can exemplify Christ's love.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.